From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's the end of the Willie Brown era in San Francisco. The city's colorful and controversial mayor must step down after two terms in office, and the election to choose his successor is tomorrow. Brown, a Democrat, has been a bit too pro-business for the liberals on the city's Board of Supervisors, and several of them are vying for his job. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The front-runner in the race for mayor is running behind schedule. Gavin Newsom trots out of one neighborhood meeting, jumps into a car, and is rushing off to his next campaign stop.
I am amazed by the number of people that have come to me and said, oh yeah, you're running for mayor. When is that race? In March? Next year?
Polls indicate that Newsom, a 36-year-old wealthy entrepreneur and city supervisor, will finish a strong first, but he'll likely come up short of the majority needed to avoid a December runoff. Newsom is a pro-business Democrat who has been endorsed by Mayor Brown, Senator Dianne Feinstein, and Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi. He's best known for sponsoring a proposition to crack down on the homeless, dubbed Care Not Cash. It was designed to reduce direct cash payments to the homeless and instead funnel the money into shelters and other services. The proposal, while shunned by the city's hardcore liberals, was nonetheless approved by 60% of the voters. That included electrician Paul Brown.
It seems like there's been the same homeless policy my whole life, and nothing has changed. If anything, it's gotten worse.
And that's why Brown says he supports Newsom. But Care Not Cash was struck down by a local judge. And now Newsom is sponsoring an initiative that would outlaw aggressive panhandling.
What is more compassionate? What is more progressive? To step over someone who's been on the same median strip or same corner for 7 or 8 years, drive by him and wave and say, boy, there's Joe, he's been there 8 years. Is that progressive politics?
All of Newsom's major opponents are running to his left, where there is a battle royale for second place. Most of them accuse Newsom of running for mayor on the backs of poor people.
Let me just say one thing very, very clearly. Stop criminalizing poverty. We are going to take care of our poor people. We are going to give them care, not jails. Care.
Civil rights attorney Angela Alioto is lighting up an enthusiastic crowd of supporters at a local union hall. She's a former supervisor and the daughter of much-revered former mayor Joseph Alioto. This is her third run for the job. It's Supervisor Tom Amiano's second run. Once another liberal firebrand and still a champion of gay and tenants' rights, Amiano is now promoting himself as a mature city leader, as in remarks made here on public radio station KQED's Forum.
You know, as I'm going around the city, I get a sense of what people would like to see in a mayor, and most of that is experience, someone who wants to revitalize the economy here in San Francisco, and finally someone who will provide you with a professionally managed city.
Yet some of the support Amiano once enjoyed has now shifted to a new darling of the left, the president of the Board of Supervisors and Green Party leader Matt Gonzalez. Gonzalez, sipping coffee in a chic cafe, also emphasizes the economy.
It's about how you attract businesses to San Francisco, how you have a fair tax base, how you engage in urban planning in a way that is going to keep the balance of housing versus office space, you know, so that ultimately people can afford to live here.
Polls show Gonzalez is running about even with Amiano and Alioto. City Treasurer Susan Leal is running fifth, and the lone Republican in the race, former police chief Tony Ribera, is gaining little traction in this overwhelmingly Democratic town. The city's more liberal constituents, never fond of the pro-business Willie Brown, are faced with the prospects of splitting their support among the three candidates trying to beat Gavin Newsom, says voter Dana Goldberg, a children's book editor.
The progressives are looking at this as a real opportunity for some real change in City Hall from the way that the city's been run for the past several years. But I think there are, you know, a lot of other people who seek to really benefit from Gavin Newsom winning, because he's pro-business, you know, he's pro-downtown, and he is very much, I think, the heir apparent to Willie Brown here.
And Newsom will enter a potential December runoff with a campaign war chest of more than $2 million, far more than anybody else. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.